Chapter 3. Crash! Boom! Bang, 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 bang! The noise was so loud that Megaman could barely hear himself think. He looked around. So this was Metal Man's world. Everywhere he looked, Mega Man saw machinery working, and all the machinery was loud. Pistons pumped, coils uncoiled, and springs sprung. Cogs turned and wheels revolved, and then there were the gears. Hundreds of them. No, thousands, as far as Mega Man could see. Giant gears with teeth the size of refrigerators. The gears gnashed their teeth together, grinding with a noise louder than the loudest chainsaw. Mega Man winced. His ears hurt terribly, which was a new feeling for him. He wanted to put his hands over them to protect them from the noise, but he knew he had to be ready to defend himself. And how could he fire his Mega Gun with his hands over his ears? Mega Man shook his head and tried to ignore the noise. He must move on. He must seek out and destroy Metal Man. That was his mission. That was why he was here. He started to walk, balancing along the top of a huge machine that pumped out steel parts. Crash! Crash! Mega Man wasn't doing very well at tuning out the noise. Then he looked up and saw something that made him forget the din completely. There was a huge iron weight dropping down onto him fast. It looked like it weighed at least 3 tons. And at the bottom, the part that Mega Man was looking up at was covered with giant spikes. Mega Man jumped and ran ahead as fast as he could. The weight crashed down behind him. He sighed with relief. And then he heard another crash, right next to him. Another weight, and then another, and another. They were coming down all around him. "This must be Dr. Wily's doing," said Mega Man as he dodged the weights. "Well, he won't get me so easily." He ran even faster, turning almost invisible as he zipped between the weights. Then he spied a conveyor belt rolling along in between the clamorous machines. He jumped onto it. He needed a rest. The belt carried him along, past huge machines that set off sparks as they pounded metal into new shapes. The noise was overwhelming. As soon as he felt refreshed, Mega Man jumped off the conveyor belt and started run through the maze of machinery. The belt just wasn't fast enough. He wanted to find Metal Man. Mega Man ran fast, his head down. Suddenly, he crashed into a pile of barrels. He leapt over them and kept on running. Another pile of barrels tripped him up. Picking himself up, he realized that he'd better watch where he was going. He kept moving quickly, but he kept an eye out for more barrels. He found that he could dodge most of them, and the rest he destroyed with his Mega Gun. The noise was getting louder, and it was thunderous. It was deafening. Then Mega Man saw a huge tower with a big W on it. Dr. Light had told him to watch out for that tower. The W stood for Wily. Mega Man knew he must be getting closer to Metal Man's secret lair, in the center of his empire. Sure enough, Mega Man soon came up against a huge iron door. He just knew that Metal Man must be behind it. He pounded on it with his fists, but it wouldn't budge. He kicked it as hard as he could, but it just stayed shut. Finally, he pulled out his Mega Gun and took aim at the lock. He fired, and the door swung open. Mega Man entered, and the door slammed shut behind him with a huge crash. He walked a few feet, only to find himself in front of another huge door. This time, he didn't even pause. He fired away at the lock, ran in, and let the door slam behind him. He looked to his right and to his left. This must be Metal Man's lair. But where was the evil robot? He heard a noise behind him and whirled about. "Eat steel, Mini-Man!" sneered the crafty robot. Metal Man was about as tall as Mega Man, but he was wrapped in shiny stainless steel. Every corner of his armor gleamed. Wrapped around his head was a garland of sharp steel spikes. Mega Man ducked as Metal Man fired whirling steel blades at him. The blades cut through the air with the sound of cold metal. Mega Man aimed his Mega Gun and fired back. The shots just grazed the awesome metal-plated body of the evil robot. Metal Man hurled more blades, but this time, Mega Man jumped to avoid them and fired back while he was still hovering in the air. Pow! A hit! Metal Man staggered, then regained his balance. But before the robot could shoot more blades, Mega Man fired again, jumped over him, and fired once more. Pow! Blam! Metal Man exploded into a million gears, cogs, and flywheels. Mega Man just stood there and grinned. "I always knew you were nothing but a heap of junk, Metal Man," he said with a smile. He grabbed the metal blade, Metal Man's weapon, from where it lay on the ground. Then he beeped Dr. Light. He was ready to move on to the next robot empire.